And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks talking kayaking.
This is cool,
kayak
man.
Kayak fishing. Wahoo fishing on a kayak.
I'm really digging the boat that Ron was talking about earlier, the inflatable. And I'm just thinking how cool.
You showed us a picture of it.
Yeah. I'm thinking how cool that is if you're the guy that's got a smaller boat, you know, boat like your boat, like the. How about the me guy, center console Parker, coming and want to go to Catalina and want to have something that you can, you know, you could stow in the center console and then inflate the thing and then have a boat to get to shore and go cruise around the island? Like, how cool are all the opportunities on a little inflatable like that?
Unbelievable.
So rad.
Yeah. You go up the Sierras, you have it in the back of your car. You can go cruise around any of the lakes up in the Sierras.
Well, and they also check in as luggage. So you can fly them in, throw them in the rental car, boom, you're fishing some exotic little place that, you know, most people can't get to.
Yeah, like when Lolly and I went to Hawaii, we took one of those inflatable stand-up paddle boards. It's the same thing, right?
Well, it is. It's actually the same shape as the Sportsman, which is a stand-up paddle board.
Okay.
And they got this idea that, hey, what if we put this lightweight, you know, the new seats in the new kayaks are just a game changer. The 2015 Hobies have these new seats that are as comfortable as any office chair. Yeah. So now they put that in the inflatable kayak.
That's bitching.
Oh, it.
So what's the weight on that new one where that is a stand-up paddleboard and kayak with a Mirage?
It's like 35 pounds.
So total check luggage.
Yeah, you can check
with
it
everything with the Mirage Drive, the whole thing,
and the paddles and the
paddles,
yeah, everything. And
right.
They come with that really nice bag and the pump and everything.
Wow.
And you know on the 9-foot inflatable, Hayden pumped one up in a minute and a half.
Wow.
That's yeah, but of course he's an animal.
Pump up. I pumped up that thing. It took me less than 5 minutes.
Oh, it well.
Even me.
The inflatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
You've been
well, we have a great show lined up today. If you want to join us, all the lines are full, but we're giving away a great prize.
Well, you're not kidding, man. If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, just an awesome opportunity, a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. Really cool pair. It's called the Waterman, and if you haven't seen them before, they're a very unique style that are basically have a strap designed for being on a kayak, on a boat, surfing, that kind of thing, where you're worried about your glasses going away. Not going to happen with the Watermans. It's a really, really cool pair of glasses from Maui Jim. It's got that great titanium frame, which is a cool frame. The Maui HT lens, which I know, Pete, that's one of your favorites for sure. I love the
that
Maui
is like
HT
the
lens.
Perfect pair. You want to wear a pair on your paddleboard, on your kayak. It has little holes in it, so like if you get splashed, it's going to wash out. It's if you're fishing a kayak. This is the Waterman.
Yep, that's
somebody's going to win one today.
Well, again, if you want to get your shot at that, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. That's your chance to get through right now.
You bet. Let's talk to Scott Sherman, Fifth Avenue Insurance. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys, you're talking kayaks. I had to call in.
Of course.
Hey, got a question here. Getting ready to have my knee replaced here in December and looking and thinking that maybe the Hobie is the way to go after the knee's back in shape, you know. Do a lot of bay fishing, do occasional open water, La Jolla type kelpfed fishing, and do a lot of hooping from the kayak, you know. Just wondering what would be the suggestion for a Hobie that could accommodate all those.
Okay, that's a perfect question. Thank you. Hey, the guy who wrote the book on hooping off a kayak, was it Jim Salazar?
Yeah. The man.
Pro Angler 14.
Yeah. That's his boat, right?
The two best guides I know, I shouldn't say best guides, but they're awfully good. It's Kevin Nakata, Morgan Prominence, and Josh Pruitt all have Pro Angler 14s.
Hey, and Sherm, when you get your knee replaced, the device that you're going to use at the physical therapist is going to look like a lot like a Hobie Mirage Drive system.
I was just going to say, Pete.
Yeah.
I'm a part-time physical therapist.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to prescribe, Scott, you need a Pro Angler 14.
With a Mirage Drive. So that'll be part of your physical therapy, okay, Sherm?
Not a problem. I think I can justify that one, buddy.
There you go. Well done.
All right. Well, cool.
Yeah, and I can, you know, the bugging, the fishing offshore has been so amazing right now, but I tell you, the bugging has been pretty good. I've been out on the yak 3 times and limited all 3 times, so it's been a very good season.
On your kayak?
Nice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Where's your hot spot? Are you going to tell us?
It's in the water somewhere.
In the water somewhere. Well, actually,
smart
wet.
Man.
Yeah, you know, my brother-in-law John is all here from Cleveland, Ohio, of all places, and we're taking this class with Garo at Performance Freedive Class. Oh, it's kicking our ass, I'll tell you.
Guys,
we got a full day today. But I'm really kicking his butt because we went out hooping on Thursday night and had a pretty good night. We had 10. They are all big ones.
Whoppers.
Yeah, they've been big this season.
Yeah, big ones. And then last night we came back, we didn't get home till like 7 o'clock last night. And Lolly had made, lobster bisque for us out of a lobster.
Man.
And then we had your wahoo. It was quite a meal. And she made this
cool.
special, bean sauce and rice. Oh man, it was like, we came home to this amazing meal Lolly fixed for us. But
that sounds awesome.
So we had like your catch and our catch. And, you know, that's what part of the fun of being fishermen, right?
How true is that, man?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Indeed.
Awesome.
So, hey, Sherm, thanks a lot for that. How's everything at Fifth Avenue Insurance?
Things at the office are going pretty good. I wish I could say the same about City Hall. You know, we're getting ready for El Nino here and trying to clean our storm drains and going through 5 regulatory agencies and having to buy land somewhere to offset the land where the dirt we're hauling out of these concrete-lined storm channels has become a real task. And trying to get our end of things ready for the floods is not being made easy because of the regulations and stuff.
Amazing the way the extreme environmentalists make it harder to keep the water clean.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, we have, you know, in my district, we have Alvarado Creek, which is a concrete-lined channel, bottom and sides. And over the years of not maintaining it, it's built up some dirt and bushes and that type of thing have started to grow in there. But we were sued on that thing. We were destroying wetlands by removing those things. A judge agreed. So now anytime we want to clean out those concrete line channels, they were removing an acre of dirt and earth and bushes and debris out of those channels. We have to purchase 4 acres of mitigation land somewhere else to offset the damage we're doing. And it's just absolutely crazy. And at the end of the day, it's the taxpayers who are paying for everything.
It's ridiculous.
That's
ridiculous.
Crazy.
There's got to be someday you got to hope that these extreme environmental groups will finally get it figured out and that they're actually doing more harm than good.
Where's the common sense?
There's no common sense in it.
It's
absolutely ridiculous.
It's not there, buddy. I've been in office almost 3 years now, and the first day we got there, we started working on the permits for Alvarado Creek, and it's taken us this long.
Yeah.
6 different regulatory agencies we have to go through.
It's disgusting.
That's crazy.
Nothing else I can say, but it's disgusting. These people should be
ashamed. Well, and then, you know, what happens if you don't get it done, it backs up and floods, and then you've got all kinds of claims against the city for the damage done to all the property because we're not maintaining the channels properly.
Yeah, terrible. All right, keep up the good fight there, Sherm.
We're doing it, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I highly suggest you get that Pro Angler before you get the surgery.
Yes.
That way
he'll
got to build up that knee before you.
Heck, he can sit in his living room and work on the.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, man, you get the Hobie stand. And that's a cool thing about Hobie is they've got an entire catalog of accessories and just accessories. And then they've got an entire catalog of fishing accessories.
Oh.
They have everything in the world you could possibly
have. I love handing these catalogs to fishermen.
Yeah.
You know
sitting
on there, and they just go over them. They come in with little check marks all over them.
Yeah, I want this. I want that.
Yeah.
These
like
rod holders, I want this.
Show, right?
That's right.
That's cool. Well, hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We got the man, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is standing by. And today, that catch report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. It's a long-range season, and the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook, Ringed Hooks, and Standard J Hooks are top angler's choice in fishing for tuna and other pelagic species. It's the right design and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get Gamakatsu Super Nautilus Hooks at your favorite tackle store, and I'm going to throw one thing in there real fast about those Gamakatsu hooks. That Octopus 4 Extra Strong 8-0 hook is my favorite replacement hook for your Wahoo Bomb. It is, without question, the best Wahoo Bomb hook you could put on
there.
Good
idea.
Super sharp. The distance from the point to the barb is way shorter distance than a traditional, you know, Siwash-style hook. They're sharp. They're slightly offset. It is a... It is the best bomb hook you could put on.
Put it on
there.
Them with a split ring, yep. And heavy duty split ring.
Or just use your crimp because you're crimping your wire on there. So
oh,
just make
sure.
The loop of the crimp right onto your Wahoo Bomb. If
right.
You're putting on a jig, you could do that. You could just get a ring braised on, whatever it may be. But for Wahoo Bomb hooks, I love that Octopus 4 Extra
good
Strong 8-0.
Yeah,
it's a really good
yeah,
hook.
Yeah, yeah. Good morning, Dave Hansen.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
The whole time I'm sitting here on the phone waiting, the rooster fish are going absolutely Richter in front of the house here. I got to go cast, but
Wait,
I got to do my report. No, yeah, exactly, Dana Point. No, I'm still down here on the East Cape.
This year,
I'm
you never know.
I'm coming home tomorrow.
When are you wearing you in the East Cape?
I am about 20 minutes, I guess you would say, east of Los Barriles.
Okay, very good.
Down on this big mansion one of my clients has. We're just sitting here, me and Kelly, just doing absolutely nothing every day. Fishing off the beach. We have a boat, but we're not going fishing because I got to go do that Tuesday morning at 4 o'clock in the morning.
for the Bisbee, right?
No, I'm going to be back at home going lobster fishing, tuna fishing, yellowtail fishing.
All right.
You're just hanging out enjoying the Baja sunshine.
Absolutely. And you know what? As soon as you guys went home, the rain stopped.
Of course.
It was perfect. It was perfect. Thank you for leaving.
No problem.
But, hey, here's what's going on, guys. No one's talking about it, but San Clemente Island's holding yellowtail from, say, Steve's Point all the way down to the corner there at Pyramid. There's yellows everywhere, and it's not that giant yellowtail, but it's still the 5 to 10-pound fish, and 3 years ago we would have been so happy to catch that. So, guys, don't say they're rat yellowtail because they're not. You fillet out a nice 10-pound yellow, you have a beautiful dinner. Guys, the yellowtail fishing's good, and then between the 289 and the mackerel bank, there's a few patties out there that are holding some nice dorado, and there's still some yellowfin tuna to be caught in that zone, and it's not getting hit very hard. So you can go there, start in the morning, look around for some kelp. If you don't find anything, you can blast into the island, catch some yellows, and end up with a nice day and come home. As far as Catalina goes, there's yellowtail all over the front side of the island. It's that real small fish, though. It's that 2 to 5 pound fish. Lots of big bonita, though. The bonita are bigger than the yellowtail. You'll know when you get a bonita because it's going to take line off your reel. And then as far as the lobster fishing goes, like Sherm was saying, and I heard Pete say, lobster fishing's really, really good right now. Catalina's kicking out lots of limits of lobsters in that 60 to 20 feet of water range. And then all along the beaches and any areas that aren't being commercially fished, it's still really good hoop netting. As far as wahoo fishing, a lot of guys are leaving messages and asking me, hey, Dave, what's the 100-fathom curve? Guys, 100 fathoms is 600 feet. The depth of the water is measured in fathoms. So when you get out there, most guys, first thing you do is you turn your fish finder on to feet because you don't know how to do simple math. So I'm going to help you here. 600 feet is 100 fathoms. You get out there from, say, San Mateo Point down to Oceanside, drag your jigs back and forth in that zone in the 100-fathom curve, and you should do okay. Everybody I know is catching wahoo. So that's my report for this week, and
good
I'll
one.
Be back home.
Good Go one ahead. There, Dave. And hook up now is your code to get the inside info from Dave. As you can hear, he gives it all up. He gives all the spots, all the inside info, and that he gives it right to Danny on fishdope.com. Fishdope.com, if you're not a member of fishdope.com, come on, get on it. $20 off a new membership of fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. And when you come back from paradise there in the East Cape, how do we go fishing with you, Dave?
You guys can give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And we'll be up there starting Tuesday, back on the water. You guys will see my reports on Fish Dope. I got trips every single day starting Tuesday.
All right, cool, Dave. Enjoy your rest of your trip there, and thanks a lot for the call from the East Cape. Appreciate that. Going back into the East Cape right now, Mr. Gary Graham, who is the legendary Gary Graham, we should say. We saw him down in Los Barriles last weekend and had a chat with him, and he was showing me pictures of him catching big fish on a Hobie kayak. And
oh,
so I
cool.
said, you got to call and talk to Ron about this. Good morning, Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Pete and Ron. What's going on?
Hey, you are. So tell us about this amazing fishing experience you had on the Hobie Mirage Drive Pro Angler.
Well, you know, I went on that trip with you, with Ron in Mission Bay, and we did the Hobie thing and so on and so forth. But, Ron, I had to expand my horizons a little bit. The bay bass weren't what I was looking for. So, anyway, we did a Loretto trip, the Hobie fishing team, Morgan Pomerantz and Jeffrey Fortuna and Doug Olander was there and a couple other people. And while we were there, the whole target was the Dorado and so on and so on. But suddenly the Marlin decided they wanted to bite, and there were a few Marlin on just a few miles off the island, Coronado Island. So I paddled out there, and I'm paddling along, and you know how it is. It's really quiet. You can't hear everything. All you hear is the water sloshing along the side of the kayak, and suddenly I hear this huge splash by my slow trolling a Caballito, and no clicker on the spinning rod or spinning reel, of course. And I look behind me, and this Marlin's up in the air, and my rod's bent, so I spin the kayak really quick, and always wanted to catch fish alone on boats. I built a 23-foot Blackman so I could catch the first one, and then I caught a swordfish on that, and I always liked doing it alone. So this was my chance, and it turned out that's the easiest way I've ever caught a Marlin by myself. And
from a pro angler.
That's awesome.
Pro angler, yeah.
Cool.
And you have the distinction now of what, Gary?
Well, according to Morgan, I'm the oldest guy ever to catch a Marlin, a striped Marlin on a pro angler.
And how old are you, Gary?
Oh, come on. You have to do that.
Come on, Gary. Give it up, man. This is amazing.
75 years old.
And he's fishing
that,
on
that
the
used
pro-ang.
To sound really old, didn't it?
Doesn't anymore.
Yeah.
That's not old.
That's
man.
Way to go.
That's but rad, that's, Gary.
Congratulations, Gary. I had to have him tell that story.
You know, one of the things that he mentioned there was one of the things I absolutely relate to was how it's so quiet. You're pedaling around and, you know, you're disguising your exercise with fun. And I mean, a bad day of fishing on a kayak is still a good day of kayaking.
Oh yeah,
and
it's mano a mano with the fish when you're on a kayak.
Well, you're not going to bring that fish to the boat. You're going to bring that boat to the fish.
To the fish. Yeah.
I mean, how awesome is that? Tell us a little more about that. Did it drag you far?
Actually, what I did, I had a loose drag on it when I was trolling it intentionally, and as soon as I got the boat spun, I just set the drag up. I probably had, I don't think I ever had more than 10 pounds of drag, but it was enough so that the boat started moving, which was exactly what I intended to happen. And I could, because of the lever rudder, where you can adjust the rudder with the lever, I could tweak it to keep it going toward the fish. And if the fish, you know, veered off, then he just had to readjust it a little bit. But as I did that, then once I had it to that point where the fish was pulling me, then all I had to do was pedal at a regular speed, and I could recover line as I went toward the fish. So then as I got closer, I let it go at about, oh, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 feet, something like that, away from the boat. But I got the hook out of it there, and that was the end of it. But it was, like I said, it was the easiest way I've ever caught one, just simply because it was a matter of figuring out the dynamics of how to make it work, and it all worked fine.
Which is saying something, because you caught a Marlin or two in your career.
That's a great story.
Yeah, how many hundreds of Marlin has he caught, right?
I'm too old to count.
Well, Gary Graham, thanks a lot for that. You're down reporting for Western Outdoor News, of course, for the Bisbee, for the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, the whole deal, right?
Yeah, I just got done with Los Cabos Billfish. They had a 419. By the way, it was Horace Barge.
Yeah.
Horace?
They got it, yeah.
Nice,
on
Horace.
Real Energy. And the second one was on Guy Yoakum's boat, the one that got
the big tuna.
The big tuna, 424 tuna, a couple years ago. So those two guys swept the first and second in those divisions, and there was a fish caught yesterday, a 399 black in the Los Cabos offshore, that started yesterday, and 160-pound tuna was, or 165-pound tuna was brought in yesterday too.
Nice. So there's fish to be caught.
Southern California is being well represented down there.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Gary Graham, we'll look forward to having you in the studio here real soon. And thanks for that great report, Marlin from a Hobie kayak. How about
that's
that?
That's rad.
I appreciate that call. Good luck down there. Stay safe in Cabo, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Stay out of Squid Row, all right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Thanks,
see you, Gary.
See you later. Speaking of Western Outdoor News, you got to pick up this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. It's Wahoo City in Western Outdoor News. But the coolest thing that's in Western Outdoor News is that long-range season preview that's in there that has quite the photo of a young lady on the front page there. And that's our good friend John Petty's daughter who caught that huge tuna
so cool.
aboard the Royal Polaris this past year.
But such a great shot.
It's such a great shot. I think she was 14 or 15 years old, mm-hmm. something like that, Maya. And she's quite the amazing young lady. But lots of wahoo, lots of big tuna in that long-range preview. Check it out in this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Also want to remind you, too, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, a big day. Is that 3 weeks from yesterday?
How crazy is that?
Oh, my.
Yeah,
Saturday, so mark your calendar. For November 7th, it's going to be quite the day. You've probably heard Doug Kern talking about it on the show here. It's a big event, so you don't want to miss it. November 7th, Saturday, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. 20 to 60% off the largest sale ever for Fisherman's Landing.
It's the biggest thing that we do for sales. The other thing that's so cool about it is the seminars. If just like Ron said, you know, that's what it's all about is getting free information, and that's kind of one of my duties of Tackle Days is to line the seminars up, and I'm going to say I'm very proud of it. We have there's four different seminars that go on at a time all day long. So, you know, there's like 16 different seminars or 12 seminars that we do throughout the day. Three of them on the backs of the different boats at the landings, and then one main stage in the parking lot. But, I mean, everything from long-range seminars from Brian Sims and Aaron Remy, and we've got Taro from the San Diego going to be doing seminars on offshore fishing aboard the San Diego with Captain Ryan Bostian. It's just it's going to be so, so good.
It's good.
Captain Drew Card, the guys from Shimano. It's going to be a rad event this year.
So mark your calendar if you haven't already, Saturday, November 7th. Let's go ahead and jump into those phones.
Well, they are jam-packed. This time we're going to talk to Henry. He's calling us from Santa Cruz this morning. Good morning, Henry. Welcome to Let's Talk Pickup.
Thanks for hanging in there, Henry.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
I wanted to ask a couple questions about a kayak cart. But first off, I think Scott Sherman should run for the U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
Have the slogan, I'm not crazy.
I like it.
Seriously.
Like it.
Yeah. I'm gonna claim the storm grays. I'm going to keep the federal government from stopping us, too. I think he'd be a great candidate. He has common sense. And we could use it. But back to
we
the kayak.
Could.
Back to the kayak fishing. I've got a big SUP that's heavy, and it's a real pain in the neck getting it down to the beach. Do you guys know of any or sell any kind of a heavy duty kayak cart that has an easy place where you can lock it? I think if some of these kayak carts had like a almost like something you could slip a kryptonite lock. Because I live in Santa Cruz, I get a lot of thieves. You know, they steal it and a cart and sell it to scrap metal, but we're on the beach. Or something that breaks down easily, but it's still substantial enough to haul, a huge SUP down on the beach.
Good idea.
That was my first question. My second question, nobody's gotten hit up here, but the water's gotten really, really, really sharp. I took a helicopter tour, and we were no more than 100 yards off the beach. We saw four great white sharks, between 10 and 15 feet. Guys were surfing. I mean, guys were surfing 50 feet away. And didn't know they were there. But have you ever seen anybody use those electronic, like, shark repellent things? I saw a guy that actually was South African, and he got bit by a shark, so he had one. Have you ever seen anybody use one of those shark repellent things when they're SUPing or kayaking?
I have not, Ron.
I haven't either, but I've heard of a surfer that was starting to use something like that. And the guys in South Africa, it was also a guy from South Africa telling me about it.
Yeah. Because we spend a lot of time in the water. Ron's my surfing buddy, too, and we spend a lot of time around San Diego in the water as well as in kayaks and stuff like that. And, you don't think about that, but when we have situations like this El Nino, things are different.
Things are different.
Yeah.
And with everybody so concerned about these seals, all of a sudden the seal population is three times bigger than it's ever been, and that's just like food for...
Yeah. Yeah, no question about it. Yeah, but so what about the kayak rack? What about the is there something you can lock up?
Yeah, lock up, yes, but that's not as easy because then they just steal your wheels. So
that's what he's saying.
Yeah, what I mean is they take the wheel. If you lock the frame up, they'll take your wheels off because there's usually quick pins that hold those on. So we do have kayak carts and stand-up paddleboard carts that will disassemble and you can take them with you.
Yeah.
Most of the Hobies, we unplug them out of the bottom and plug them in the top and take
them
with
you. You carry them with you because they're lightweight.
Right.
Yeah, and that might work too. That might be an alternative.
Well, on a stand-up paddleboard, I like
that. No, he's talking about a big kayak.
Well, big kayaks, you got to have beach wheels.
Yeah.
You got to have them.
There you go. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for calling us from Santa Cruz. Hey, we're going to take a break here, and I'm going to cut out with my brother-in-law, John. We're headed for the performance free dive the last day of the class to go get our butts kicked again all day. Here, I'll report on that class next week. We're learning a lot. It's a great class if you're a free diver. Highly recommend you taking it just for the safety part of it, but also the learning how to hold your breath. But we're going to turn it over to Ron and Ricky right here, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company. Selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987, Jobsite Supply specializes in quality and service. With lines like Milwaukee Electric Tools, their name says it all. Dependable Jobsite delivery on the newest Milwaukee tools like the M12 Compact Vacuum and the M18 Cordless Shears. With an expansive inventory and knowledgeable staff, make Jobsite Supply your source for Milwaukee tools. Check Jobsite Supply. Myco.com for more details.
My Angler H2O. I will scent my lure with pride and hope my boss doesn't notice the tan. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed sunken boats and outlast the hard-fighting largemouth bass. I will save water at home for better fishing out here and always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at BoatCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaskan dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers representatives like Costa, building high-quality polarized eyewear for serious saltwater anglers. Huge selection of Costa, and get a free gift with every Costa purchase. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, running things over while Pete and John go get in the water and get their free dive on. But hey, great times, great phone calls. They are packed up again. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or toll free 877-792-1090. That's your chance right now. Phones are absolutely packed. We're going to jump right back into them right now, starting with Hills calling us from Ventura this morning. Morning, Hills. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Rick and Ron.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Hills?
Hey, I wanted to ask Ron for some wisdom around trying to land a fish in a kayak safely. Like, can seem pretty sketchy. I know that, like we just heard, you can let the fish tow you around until it goes belly up, like a white sea bass. But what about fish that are go ballistic? In your kayak or...
Yeah, halibut. Yeah.
And what about, like, hanging fish on your kayak and having, like, the hammerhead or the sea lion, like, come up and... So how do you guys do it?
Okay, so let me understand your question. When you catch a fish that's got some, consequences.
Yeah, so, bravado.
Yeah. And how do you land it? Well, a friend of mine, Larry Lauman, sent me a picture of a mako that he, you know, caught on his kayak. And as he's bringing it in, you know, he wants to get his lure back. And I texted him back, it's not worth it. So the little dikes there, just clip it. At any rate, I have several stories and pictures of really big halibut caught. And those are, when they go get on your boat, they go ballistic. One of the things that we've learned is that you've got to have this once you gaff it, you got to have something in between that and putting it to sleep.
Sure.
And that's a game clip, game clip that's tied to your boat so that once you gaff it, you bring it close to the boat. Naturally, you secure your rod, you open that bed, you know, you open up that, you know, you got to open it up and put the clicker on so you don't lose that rod if it gets away. And then you put the game clip through it and close it. And that game clip is tied to the boat.
And it just slides right through the gill plate and out the mouth. And it's almost like a giant clothespin kind of thing.
It is.
And you got him. You know, once you got that in him, he's at least secure.
That's right. And then you've got the upper hand. But until you get that game clip on him, forget about it. you're still in the game.
Now, he was talking about, you know, what do you do with the fish hanging over the side of the boat. I know the new boats, those pro anglers and things like that, they've got serious fish holds in them.
I'm glad he asked this question. We've had this, you know, this problem with guys catching big fish, several of them, mm-hmm. yellowtail, bleeding them out, leaving the boats on the decks and paddling around. Well, that just brings those little puppy dogs following your boat. And these guys will paddle into La Jolla Shores, and they're actually bringing those little hammerheads into the swimmers. That makes the lifeguards really happy, by the way. You know, they interview the guy, well, I was just paddling in, I had these fish all hanging off my boat. No, that's not what you do. You catch them, you cut them, you bleed them, and you get them on ice in a bag. Out of sight, out of mind.
Okay.
That's a very important thing. And there's a company we just rediscovered, Reliable Fish Bags. Mm-hmm. Everybody has them on their skiff.
That's what we use.
Man, they keep fish, all my skiff, they keep that ice and they keep those fish cold, which makes them taste better.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, some days you go out fishing, you catch one right away and you stay for that second one and you don't want to ruin that first one.
And so they make a bag that'll work with one of the Hobies?
They make a kayak bag. We by accident, you know, I saw it on their website. I purchased them. We sold the first 8 of them out so quick, we reordered, but it's a wonderful product.
That's a great idea.
And there was the client that called in just before. He was talking about Morgan Prominence. Well, Morgan saw it up at Hobie, and him and Kevin went out and tested it, that reliable bag.
Perfect.
10 hours.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's so Yellowtail awesome. 10 hours. And I recommend this for more than one reason. You're taking better care. You're
right.
Doing honor to that fish. You're also, I mean, if you're going to keep that fish, let's keep him good so he tastes good. And then you want to be safe about it. You don't want to have a blood trail following your boat, particularly coming back in. I think that was your question.
Yeah, that's good info. Hills, appreciate the phone call very much.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for that. How about we jump right back into him? This time we're going to talk to James. He's calling us from Garden Grove. Hi, James. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, James.
Good.
Hey, question. I'm going to head out on a skiff this week, and I've never targeted a wahoo, so maybe just what are your recommendations on a couple lures I should go out and get?
Hey, well, let me just say something. Ricky is going to talk about wahoo fishing, and I don't know that there's a guy that knows more about it around here.
That's
he's so excited. I mean, before the show, he's got me jonesing, just waiting to hear more info. So take it, Ricky.
Well, you know, James, I would say that this year has created a slightly unique circumstance in that just finding wahoo gear is not the easiest thing to do. You know, none of us expected to have wahoo fishing like this, and a lot of the manufacturers have run short on it. So, one, finding some good wahoo gear is a little bit of a thing. Fortunately, we were stoked that we've got a real big shipment of stuff coming in this week, so it looks like things are finally getting caught back up. But what I would say the perfect spread in a small boat would be a couple of swimming lures, and yeah. I would say like an X-Wrap size Rapala, like an X-Wrap 30, one corner of your boat, fairly short, and then another big lure like a Marauder or something like that, you know, but two swimming-type plugs, whether it be a full-size Marauder or an X-Wrap 30, and you run those pretty darn short. You know, we always say in long-range fishing, you can't put a Marauder too close to the boat. They'll eat it right in the wheel, so right in in the white part of the wash between, the first and third wake. And then on your other two rod holders, I like some type of a straight-pulled lure, and that could be one of those big catchy tackle, one of those big catchy tackle spinner jets works really well, a big wired-up heavy jet head, or even a marlin jig. You know, there's been a lot of bites on marlin jigs this year, too, and so that's probably what I would do, is two swimming lures up front short, and then two straight-pulled lures in your longer positions.
Okay. I've got a lure called a Blade Runner. Would you recommend...
Yeah, that's made by Braid, and it's exactly that. You know, you want some type of a swimming type plug. You know, whether it's a bill or just like that Blade Runner where the top of the lure is what kind of pulls it downward. So yeah, that would work fine. But a couple of big swimming plugs, a couple of straight pull lures, you should be good to go.
All right, I appreciate that.
Hey man, good luck. Shoot us a picture and put it on our Facebook page if you hang one of those wahoos.
Yeah, we'll do.
Hey, I asked Jared yesterday what color Marauders they were using. He says, I can't tell. The paint's chewed off of them.
That's the best part. We got lucky on that day when we had the four there last week, and we caught a lot of them on a jet head. It's a really cool story. A very good friend of mine who we used to work with, Ron Dargo, he passed away earlier this year, and when he was kind of getting to the point where, I don't know if I'm going to be long-range fishing too much anymore, hey, I want you to have this, and it's a cool jet head, and like we re-skirted it in the shop, and that thing's, we call it the Ronbo jig because it's got the good karma. That lure caught every fish, and the skirt is just destroyed. Like, they ate every piece of it off. It's super cool, so now it's hanging up on the wall. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Wyatt. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Wyatt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, Wyatt.
I've been doing a lot of surf fishing lately and catching, like, arm-length leopard sharks, and was wondering where you would be catching, you know, 2 to 4 feet long sharks.
Where you would be catching them?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've already got the spot wired, Wyatt. I think we need to ask you the same question. Sounds like you got to figure it out.
What are you using to catch them?
Just soaking a squid or a worm.
That's rad, Wyatt. Well, you know, I would say that you sound like you're doing the right thing. You know, those leopard sharks like being in bays and the surf line, so I would just do the same thing. Find a beach that's got good access, and which it sounds like you're already doing. Inside the harbor is a good area, and, you know, using cut bait and, you know, a heavy bass rod or a light offshore rod would be good shape. But sounds like I would say keep doing just what you're doing. Fishing a full-size squid, you know, right outside the surf, right outside the breakers would be a good call, Wyatt. Well, we appreciate the phone call very much. I hope you keep getting them.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wyatt. How about next we talk to Doug calling us from Montebello. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I was just wondering, suppose you hook a big fish or a seal or whatever, and they start dragging toward another boat. How are you supposed to turn the boat away, your kayak away from another boat?
Well, the steering on the Mirage drives is pretty easy. You know, they all have a tiller, and you can just turn the boat away. But if for some reason this fish is, or this whatever you caught, big fish is going towards another boat, I mean, you have a drag release, you have tension. There's many ways to do that and control the fish. Now, I just haven't had that happen, but what usually happens is they swim right for the kelp.
Right, yeah, they go the opposite direction of the boat.
They bolt right into the kelp, and then you got issues. So I highly recommend, particularly those big yellowtail, that you use a kelp cutter rig with Spectra, you know, short top, you know, shot of, or we actually use about 4 to 5 feet of fluorocarbon. But you do have to use a kelp cutter
That's
rig.
Good info.
And
they do, you know, they go right for it.
And Ricky, you know, I'm sure it's the same technique you use on the skiffs when you're fishing patties. You got to be patient. Let them cut through. Let them out a little bit. Wind
That's
them.
It.
Yeah. So it is a patience thing, and it's a learned thing. Now, if you get real aggressive and real hot and you start to try to dominate a fish, sometimes that doesn't work so well in a kayak. It's better to do what that guy was talking about, that 75-year-old guy that caught that marlin. You
Let
just
them do
get
the
that
work.
Bow faced into it and go for the ride.
And you wouldn't believe, Doug, how easy it is to maneuver those boats around. I mean, one hand on the rudder system and that boat's going to come about whatever direction you need it to go.
Yeah, keep the tip towards the bow and follow the fish and just bring the boat to the fish. And pretty soon you'll get an angle on it. You know, you're pulling up then rather than out. And so just keep winding and keep steering that bow towards that fish.
And you can very effectively take a big fish from a kayak because you become part of the drag. You know, him towing you around is creating more drag. It's tiring the fish out having to drag the extra weight of you in the boat. You'll be amazed at how well it'll work. Doug, appreciate the phone call very much. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090.
Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. It's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, closeouts we've never offered before, plus over 20 tackle manufacturers like Cousins building high-quality inshore and offshore rods that are ideal for Southern California anglers. Quality, innovation, and value with every Cousins rod. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing will have unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. There is also a huge raffle. Best ever tackle bargains at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. We're all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAHA.
Your hook is one of the most important parts of your fishing tackle, and that is why you should use the hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation. Gamakatsu. As Japan's leading hook manufacturer and growing at an amazing pace, Gamakatsu is responsible for introducing a unique tempering process to give Gamakatsu hooks superior strength and durability. Plus, the conically needle-honed points stay sharp. Gamakatsu offers a hook for every fishing situation, including the finest one-piece ringed hooks, light wire, standard, and heavy-duty live bait hooks, and the popular Nautilus circle hooks. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store and stay connected to that fish of a lifetime.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're the big winner of those brand new Maui Jim Waterman glasses going to Henry in Santa Cruz. And if you heard about all those Watermans, we had a couple guys call and say, I want to see those. What exactly they look like? I would go down to Dana Landing. Go right down, right next door, Ron, your next door neighbor, go down to Dana Landing. I don't think there's a better selection of Maui Jims than the guys have down at Dana Landing. And I guarantee you they got a pair of Watermans in the case that you can scope out if you weren't the lucky guy like Henry. Ron, can't begin to thank you enough. I have so much fun when you're on here. I don't think there's anybody that's as stoked about kayak and kayak fishing as you are, and all the boys.
I got to say, Ricky, I have so much fun coming here. When I leave, I have to go fishing. Isn't that the point?
That's it.
Get all excited.
That's what it's all about.
You know, listening to you talk about Wahoo fishing makes me crazy.
Makes me crazy. Trust me, I'm with you. But if somebody wants to go, like you said before, get in on the fun, all the stuff going on at Fastlane, especially the workshop, give us another rundown of what we can expect, how we can get in on all the great stuff going on at Fastlane.
Well, next Saturday, 9 o'clock, be there. We're going to be doing car topping, launching demos. It's going to be fun. I mean, it's all those questions that you may not know about kayak fishing. Come down. Well, actually, about kayaking, car topping, all those things are going to be covered.
That's cool.
And you just call us. Tell us you're coming. It's 619-222-0766. Or check us out on our website. It's fastlanekayaking.com.
Also, don't forget, sign up for a fishing mission, or at least let them know that, hey, when the fall fishing mission happens, I want to be a part of it. And the kayaking with Conway Bowman, Fly Fishing 101. Really cool stuff going on at Fastlane. And you guys do that all the time. That's what's so cool about Fastlane, is you be a part of the family.
The buzz.
That's it, man. That's what it's all about. Hey, great show, Ron. Appreciate it very much. We appreciate you listening. Another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Mark Gillette of the Eclipse is going to be here. Looking forward to hearing from Mark Gillette. We're going to be talking all kinds about fishing on the Eclipse. And then Sunday, the boys from Inland Boat Center, brand new sponsor of the show, are going to be talking all about their great boats, Defiance boats, Arimas. Going to be a lot of fun. You stay tuned. Let's talk hook up next weekend on the Mighty 1090. Come on.